Welcome to the Kingdom Life podcast, where we equip ourselves with godly wisdom so that we can go into the world as kings and priests, manifesting all that the kingdom of God is.
And preaching the gospel of the kingdom, that was his message. And I shared this with you in the first part, that one of the things that you have to do to develop your inner image is you have to know what your message is, and you must be able to deliver your message to your world. And I shared that with you from God's word. The second thing that we find in this text that we are reading, that the first thing is he preached the kingdom, the gospel of the kingdom to the people. Secondly, and the Bible says, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. That was his mission. So we see his message, we see his mission. And when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion because they fainted and they were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. That was his ministry. So in this text, we see that Jesus had a message, he had a mission, and he had a ministry. And so I've already shared with you in part one that you have to get the mindset right, the thinking right, that you are a message to your world. And the more you think about that, the more you'll deliver the message. The second thing that I'd like you, please, or all of us, is to reprogram our thinking that we have a mission to accomplish. And I want to share with you what that mission is. Now, in the day that Jesus came to the earth was full of problems. And the major problem was sickness and disease. And like what HIV and AIDS is for the 21st century, or the 20th and the 21st century, in the day that Jesus came, leprosy was a big problem. And he was the solution to that problem. He was the problem solver to that world. He was a troubleshooter to that world. Now, the reason why, when you look at God's word, you have to put things in perspective. And one of the things that you would find is that you and I were created in the image of God. And Adam didn't do enough between Genesis chapter 2 and 3 to show us what the image was all about. And so God eventually had to send Jesus to the earth to demonstrate to us what the image was all about. And the Bible says that Jesus is the express image of God the Father. Jesus said, if you see me, you saw the Father. The Bible also says that you and I are predestined to conform to the image of Jesus Christ. That's our destination. To become like Jesus. Then we find that in the book of Matthew 20:11, Jesus invited us to come and learn from him. And so when you read the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you and I are learning something from Jesus, because he is the expressed image of the Father, and we are constantly conforming to that image. We are moving to a higher level of thinking who we are, why we are here, and what we're supposed to be doing here. So everybody needs Jesus, because he is the image, he is the salvation to our inner image. Now, when God sent Jesus into the earth with this mission of solving the crisis that faced the human beings, the Bible says that Jesus was equipped to do that. In the book of Acts chapter 10 verse 38, it says this, how God empowered Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. His words were powerful. God empowered him with the Holy Spirit, and that empowerment made his words powerful. And the Bible says this empowerment, the Holy Spirit upon Jesus, was for the purpose of him going about doing good and healing all that were oppressed by the devil. So we know that Jesus was empowered to be a problem solver in his world. And so that's the image that we are subscribing to. The image that we are problem solvers. We are solution finders. We are troubleshooters. Now, Jesus also, before he could leave heaven, he said that you will receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. So basically, the Holy Spirit is the empowerment of God upon our life to be problem solvers, to be troubleshooters, to be solution providers to our world. And Jesus said that you shall receive power and you will be my witness, you will be my proof, you will be my evidence to the uttermost parts of the earth. Now, one of the things that you have to get right in our thinking is that the purpose of the Holy Spirit is first and foremost, he's called the Spirit of the Lord. God gave you and I, the Holy Spirit, to think like owners. The word Lord means owner. So we have the spirit of ownership, to think like an owner. The spirit of lordship, the spirit of rulership, and the spirit of leadership. So when you think of yourself, you have to think of yourself, I am empowered for leadership. Secondly, the Holy Spirit is the spirit of wisdom. You have to think of yourself as, you know, let me just give you a quick idea. You know, the Holy Spirit is a spirit. How do you imagine a spirit behind your thinking? You know what I use to a mental picture that I have for the Holy Spirit to know that this is him doing this work in my mind? I have a picture of the menorah. You know what's a menorah? It's the Jewish candlestick that has seven branches. You know that one? The middle one is slightly higher than the other six. That's the spirit of the Lord, the spirit of the owner, the spirit of leadership upon you. So I think of myself, in my mind, there is this seven lights that's burning. And I keep reminding myself that the spirit of leadership, that light is switched on. The spirit of wisdom, the light is switched on. The spirit of understanding, the light is switched on. The spirit of knowledge, that light is switched on. The spirit of courage, God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. That light is switched on. The spirit of purpose, that light is switched on. The spirit of constraint over my tongue, that light is switched on. So I see my mind as no darkness because the light is switched on. So that's the way I program my thinking as to the work of the Holy Spirit in my mind. And when you read the book of Isaiah chapter 61 and Luke chapter 4, you will find that Jesus was so switched on that he said, the Spirit of the Lord, he is upon me because I am empowered to speak good news to the poor. Poor means you're spiritually poor, mentally poor, you're physically poor, you're relationally poor, you're financially poor. God is saying, I've empowered you to speak to that world. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he sent me to heal the brokenhearted. And so you have to have this mental picture that the purpose of the Holy Spirit, you are switched on to bring healing to the brokenhearted. You are switched on to deliver people that are in bondage. And people hold themselves captive in their thinking. That's where people are held in bondage. And you are anointed to bring deliverance to those people. You are anointed to give sight to the blind. There are people that cannot see their future, cannot see their hope, cannot see that tomorrow he can be a better day. And you have been switched on to give sight to the blind. You are switched on to bring hope and liberty to them that are in bondage. You are switched on to preach the favor of the Lord to people. You know what it means? It means that I'll...
Thank you for joining us as we equipped, prepared, and edified ourselves for the week ahead. As you go into the world, may the Lord bless you, protect you, look on you with favor, and keep you. Until next time, God bless.